everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll be going to the Lightship probably about maybe 20 minutes before the hour. The date today is November 12th, 2016. So we'll clear the date, and we'll see how that affects you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to clear the date. Let's go back 5 years from now. So let's clear the date then, just to pick 5 years and see if it still affects you. So sample your body now. Tune in. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, yeah. More energy then than there is now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. That kind of makes me have like an upset stomach. I wonder what happened 5 years ago. So anyway, who knows, but that's out there on the alien timelines. Let's now energize the light beams. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And they'll bring peace to your room. Here we go. I'll use the word stronger, so we'll have male energies come in. We'll have a dozen come in for you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And think of a situation, an incident that you, you know, have had in your life, maybe right now or from the distant past, and or a physical pain that you're suffering or dealing with. So we'll clear that from you. This is just taking away that one particular timeline. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go, everybody. So we'll get our co-host on. So are you out of the makeup room, Ann, and all dressed up and looking good?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello. Good evening, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. You've been listening to Ron Amatron. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. We had a fantastic four-hour healing call today. And tomorrow there is another one that lasts for 8 hours. There's more information about that on the website. You can still sign up and join us if you like. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's the U.S. And it's a wonderful opportunity. We got our water charge today. So tonight is Saturday night, so that means Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship, where we can all request a physical healing from the wonderful light beings. So you might want to think about that, because you'll want to speak it aloud or write it down and, you know, put it on or near your body before we go. And also, you can request rooms you'd like to visit, something from nature, hot tub room. we've gone to the gold room, gold dust, I think, in different rooms. So it's a lovely experience for everyone, and everyone feels healing energy and peace. And some people are lucky enough to be able to actually see and feel what's going on up there as we're being healed. So send those request to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. And just another quick reminder, next Saturday, November 19th at 11 a.m., Ron has a very special two-hour call where he's going to remove pins from our bodies. He's done this twice, at least twice, if not three times before, and it's been so popular, he's doing it again. So it's a wonderful way to experience some really life-changing healing. And again, the information is on the website, or you can sign up to get emails on Ron's website on the right-hand side. That's a really good idea, and you'll get very few notices from Ron, but you'll get enough to know what special healings are happening. So, Ron, I feel like I just talked a lot there. We had a really helpful informative show last night. It has not yet been posted by BBS, but I strongly suggest everyone listen to that when it is reposted. And we have some remarks about it. So I thought I'd start by reading those, Ron, if you like, unless you want to say something else about everything we talked about last night.
We'll just see what comes about here.
Okay. Ron's answers last night, Friday, were precise and on target. I appreciate the awareness you bring us. You said the election protesters may be clones whose programs were erased, and that's why they are upset. Makes sense to me. You suggested at the very end that we check in with ourselves to see how deeply hooked we are into a political party timeline. I don't think I am now, but I was in the recent past. Thanks for all you do, from your friend in Southern California.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Okay, and another one.
What I will say is, let's see, how would I say this here? Trump will be the new president on the timeline that we're living on now, okay? So, there is a timeline where the other lady has won the election. And so, remember, all timelines are real and all events are real. So there is a timeline when that happened, where Trump lost, okay? So don't get hooked into that other timeline that will tend to be not in the original source energy here right now. Because, you know, when you're in the now, that's where everything seems to work for you. I'm not saying that Trump is a whole lot better than the other lady, Hillary, but at least he's presenting change, and that's the difference. Whether that can come through or not, you know, I can't say for sure because nobody knows. But remember, you're getting released from the timeline of the Democratic Party. And so once you kind of realize that, then it may be better for you to understand why it got switched over. You know, there's a lot of information out there on the net about that. I'll just go a step further. I was listening to somebody, and I'm not saying that this is 100% true or not, but initially, you know, all we had was the Republic, which, and I won't say that's the Republicans, but the Republic is what it used to be. And then about 50 years later, the Democrats came in. The Democrats were for slavery. So now we're off of the slavery energy of the Democrats. And you could do some research on that, of why they created a Democratic Party. But getting kind of away from that, if you're feeling upset because Trump is there, possibly you got hooked into the timeline that Hillary won, and you're having difficulties with that because he doesn't feel right to you, okay? So that's kind of, you know, how I would look at the situations that's going on here. I'm not for either of these here, people, because I'm in the present moment, and they don't exist for me. So, and I'm not involved with a corporation. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And a listener wrote in, at first, a great suggestion. I suggest for people who are experiencing difficulties at this time to do the self-empowerment clearing using the box Resistance to Change, and then click Unknown, meaning unknown exactly what's causing your resistance to the change, and let this run for 9-9, put all nines in the box. That seems to help. So actually, she sent that in last night, and then today added, if adjusting to this current energy, it might be beneficial to do the self-empowerment clearing with the boxes for anger, ego, in addition to resistance to change. and run unknown in the box, and again with all the nines. So thank you very much, listener, for those suggestions for people. And I think that's a great idea, a really great idea. Yes, I think, thank you, Ron, for just clarifying, because I don't want anyone to think that you or, you know, anyone's taking sides or likes one person better than another. So, and in further validation of what you were saying last night, a listener from New York City wrote in and says, as you know, the rioting has begun in the streets after this election, and he knows, he can see that these people are clones, and they're like the walking dead, he said. And can you tell us what Creation Lightship and the time-traveling soldiers are doing to help all of those who want to protect our liberty and our Constitution? The end is near. I'm ready for ascension already.
All of the Lightship is doing is making sure the aliens don't come here. The Lightship doesn't care how you choose, because, you know, you are choosing something. I would rather tell you to stay in light so that you're not choosing darkness. But, you know, if people choose darkness, that's their own choice. But stay in the present moment is where you need to be. And not choose free will, free choice, because when you choose that, you have the availability then of straddling the line or going from one to the other back and forth, and then that's duality. So what you want to do is be in the present moment. And when you're there, you're at peace. So that's what the light's for peace. It's not for confrontation or looking for stuff. The soldiers are strictly out there looking for aliens and holding the space around the planet so nothing comes in here and tries to take it away again. So that's what they're doing. They're battling aliens. And there's probably still, I feel, some energies going on in Antarctica, but I don't have any intel on that at this moment. But it does feel like it's still pretty active. So back to you.
Okay. And there's, so thank you for bringing up that free will and free choice, Ron, because you have always said that we're here to be creative. The aliens are interfering with us, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't even be here. And they're interfering and controlling us, and we're here to be creative and have free will and free choice. So now you're saying to be a little careful, not even go to free will and free choice. So I just want to make sure that you really emphasize that for people so that they understand that you're changing how you feel about that for this current circumstance.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah, because all you want now is to be able to be in the present moment, which is what we always talked about. But, you know, people have chosen to be in darkness, and then they have chosen to be in the light. But now, because of the way things are going and everything else, you want to be strictly in light, in non-judgment. And that's why we do the mind-to-heart drop. So once you really understand that, then you're going to be at peace. If you're not in peace, then you're in duality, and it depends, you know, how negative you are or how positive you are. Either way, it's bad, because the pendulum is swinging the opposite way after you get done with being in one state. So you want to always be in the moment where the pendulum is not swinging. And once you start doing the mind-to-heart drop, if you do the mind-to-heart drop for probably a couple of weeks every hour, then you would really get what I'm talking about. And you're going to be very, very peaceful. And you're going to wonder why that isn't taught in schools or churches, because that's what everybody on the planet needs. So tell all your friends to do that, and you may have a whole new group of people that are going to be supportive to you. Otherwise, they'll be in duality, and you may have to walk away, Renee, from their groups, because you don't want to be slimed by their duality energy. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Right. I think that really helps, Ron, and things are in flux right now. And you mentioned, too, that, you know, you could come up with an idea now, and you just want to be very, very careful that it's heart-centered and not a mind energy, because it's a tricky time. So I get that. So last night you explained that you have taken away some of the source energies, some of the 12, and then again you announced on the show today more of that. So someone sent in an email, "Hi, Ron. Having some of the source energies taken away feels even better to me. I'm glad you told us what is going on. I wondered why I was feeling freer and lighter in my space, like when I was on the Paradise Island last month, where there was very little mind energy. I feel motivated to catch up to my to-do list of recommended healings during this pre-ascension period. In appreciation."
Yeah, so the 12 source energy somehow was just hanging out on the planet. You really didn't need them at all, because you already have those energies inside of you. So on the website, I do have the clearing, which will be active for you when you go in there to do it. So if you need a little booster shot or a little more of one of the energies, you know, if you need that, you can do that clearing, and it will resonate that energy to you to revitalize you. Let's put it that way. But the 12 source energies just probably hung out on the earth here, around the earth, just to be here, not knowing that the aliens would connect to it and get their timelines charged from that energy and then connected to you. So by having those, I got rid of half of them so far, and this is a test, and then I get rid of the other half in a week. We'll see, because I don't see any really usefulness for to have them here. Because the earth itself has it just like you do, and it's not needed because it's not being used. Remember, that energy, in a sense, would be outside of the earth's energy, because it's not going to draw upon it. And you're not going to really draw upon it, but the aliens are using it to stick their energies of light into that, and then somehow light attracts light, and it got stuck to you. And that's also why you just kind of need to be careful about emitting your light that you have to try to put light into a situation or something, because, you know, the darkness will see that light, and you can become a target without even knowing about it, thinking that the light that you put out around you is going to protect you, and it may not. So you want to kind of be cloaked and save your light and don't give it away, because it could be stolen very easily. And then you keep working and working on a situation or something, putting out more light, and you get exhausted. Remember, the aliens will give you a reason to do that, so just always be very careful and don't look at trying to project light into a situation or something, because you could have yourself becoming a target. So just stay with inside of yourself, maybe do the shrink wrap, pull everything in so that you're not noticed. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So is there perhaps a sentence or phrase we should add to our command when we shrink wrap before we go out, for instance? I don't know, just have our light hidden or something.
Yeah, you probably want to turn off the light that's being emitted from you. You don't want to be a beacon out there like a lighthouse, okay? You want everything to be turned off externally that the aliens can actually see. So you don't want to have anything, you know, glowing in the dark. You want to just be, turned off.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it could take the energy from you. And that's what they're there, is to steal your spirit energy, which is light and everything else. But that's the whole thing, is just be calm and peaceful and don't emit or don't get involved with energies or send anybody light because they think they need it, you know. Just be very peaceful. So you want to be undercover, want to become stale. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, great, Ron. I know. I think I said this a long time ago on the show, especially for women. You know, put on your sunglasses and don't smile.
Yeah.
Kind of hide yourself. But okay, that's really helpful, Ron. Somebody wrote in to say this whole subject is forcing the issue, and I would say, or issues. And it's making us all more tuned into our patterns and showing how clearly we need to do the mind-to-heart drop frequently.
I guess you're talking about the election process, huh?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's true. You want to get out of duality. So I guess this probably happens every year when a candidate that you really liked and loved and hope would win because they said all the right words to you. Not that they're going to follow through, but, you know, they said all the right words, and you go, yeah, this is the one, you know? And then they lose, and then you're upset. And the aliens take that energy from you, and you get even more upset, and it could take you a couple months to balance out. And then what are you doing? As you're upset, you're probably psychically attacking the other person. And so how do you expect that other person to do a good job when you're psychically attacking them? It's like a football game. You got people on one side of the bleachers opposed to the other side, and then they're putting the energy into the players. Maybe they're putting in positive energy, we'll say, on their team, and then they're putting negative energy on the opponent. And all of a sudden, those poor players, as they go back and forth, you know, I just wonder how they really look afterwards. Maybe when they get older in life, you know, maybe after 10 years or so, they still have the psychic attack energy on them. So, you know, it's not good. So, by all means, don't think, you know, bad thoughts about somebody. Because then you're a dark side practitioner. You don't want to have it come back on you. Back to you.
Yes, and I really appreciated, Ron, because I needed to hear it too, that when a person says things that trigger us and get us emotional, we should thank them because, you know, why did that bother you? You know, and now you know that it does bother you, that thing the person said, and you judged it, so now you have something to clear out of yourself and get that out of your, where it could be stuck in your body.
Yeah, like I said, that judgment that you have, maybe because you're really upset, pissed off or whatever, you know, maybe even more than that. Maybe you feel like doing some harm to the person, you know. Well, if that doesn't get released from you, then, you know, that could be what kills you. So they're giving you a nice gift so you can detect and see what your judgment is that's inside of you. And then you need to get off the timeline because you're connected to that timeline. You got everybody else's situation that they don't like something that's going on, and that's even worse for you. Now you're tapped into that. And the aliens love it. They may be even forcing that energy on you. So the whole thing is, like I said, be in non-judgment. Do the mind a heart drop. After that, nothing else matters. And it should matter to you. Let everybody else do the dance. Let them walk on the hot coals. And let them, you know, cause their own reality to come upon them and they have problems. So become peaceful. Back to you.
I remember when I was a kid, one of the first self-help books came out, and it was called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And I thought about that the other day, that that's a really good way to think about things, because it's not I'm awful or great or you're awful or great. It's just, okay, it's kind of neutral. And just leave people alone. So I don't know what the book was actually about, but the title was a good one, I thought, about non-judgment. So you also said today about, you talked this afternoon about shutting down the 12 source energies, And you did add, I just wanted to say, because I mentioned this last night, that when we listen to our recording of the 12 source energies, we will still be receiving that energy, will still resonate for us. It's just not going to be out in the whole world. Do you want to talk a little more about that, Ron?
Yeah, so in a sense, that energy was on the planet, kind of floating around, and aliens took that energy, put it into timelines, and then they were able to connect those timelines to you because you had a situation going on. So, you know, the stuff on the website will work for you and you only as you're doing that particular clearing because you're tuning into it. Or you hear the words maybe on YouTube or something, but it's not going to be taking energy that's all around us, like, you know, the oxygen in the air, so the aliens can find it. So it's not going to be there for them to connect to it. And if they can't connect, then they're gone. They need something to anchor to, and they won't be able to anchor to it because probably in a week or less, I'll take out the other six, I believe. That's the way it's looking, because they're not even needed here. They just happen to be here because the light probably never thought that it would ever be used. Remember, the light doesn't judge itself. So we'll just release the energies so that the aliens cannot attach to it to attach to you. Thank you.
Right. And also, you also said on the call today that these timelines of darkness can't really connect to us anymore, but that is also putting some people in chaos. And that's like a lot of what's going on in this country with the chaos.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah, because you're the people that are looking for a timeline that they related to maybe a week ago, and it gave them energy. Remember, some people need to be upset to motivate themselves. And all of a sudden that energy is no longer here, and they wonder what's wrong with themselves, and they keep trying to manifest because, you know, the law of cause and effect, that situation, you know, will no longer probably be in effect much longer. So you won't be able to draw upon something using your mind to create something because the energy will no longer be here because the aliens won't have the timeline. Remember, when you think of something, or whatever it would be, instantly you're connected to a timeline, and then the timeline can give you that information. And then from there, who's controlling that timeline? So it depends if it's internal to you and you have the information. That's different than having it external. Remember, we talk about internal and external. The timelines are external. What's internal is what you already know and understand. So you can look at that and have information coming to you because you're working in the now. The things that are external, which is what we're talking about here, can be dissolved and be released from you. The whole thing is to be in the present moment. Then you have everything available to you. Back to you.
Okay. Someone is asking, where is the 12 source energies recording? You can send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you a link for that. I don't believe it's on your website. Is it, Ron? That 12 source energies recording?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, I don't think
about having it on there. Maybe I don't know.
Right. So if you don't have that and you would like to have it, again, just send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send them out to you after the show tonight. Okay. And just one other thing to.
Oh. I think we have it on Contact Talk Radio, on one of those programs, too, where we brought them in. So it would be on the website on an archive.
Right.
Or
right.
They would have clicked on it on a show. I'm not sure if that's up or not. But
oh, that is. Sure. Radio. And it's also on a BBS, at least one or two on BBS as well. And what it is somebody took the most recent one you did on BBS and recorded it so that you can separate it out from the rest of the show, and they removed any extra talking, so you can just play it almost like a piece of music or something. It's about, I think, 15 or 20 minutes long. Oh, no, it might be more than that. It might be 30 minutes long. And it's really a nice thing to have. Okay. Right, okay, someone wrote in, no, it's not on the website. Ron, does this mean you won't have a 12-source energy program next year, or that we no longer listen to the new 12-source audio anymore? So I know you said we can continue to listen to it.
Yeah, I never said that. I said I didn't know yet. But yeah, you could still use it.
Okay.
And we could have a show, you know, or do a session with that. The energy can help revitalize you. So for that, it would work. But having the energy around floating on the planet, you know, like, energy that you're walking into and breathing and everything else, no, that's gone out of here. It's just an energy that maybe was left over from the creation of the planet, and it was still here, so it's being taken off. So the aliens are attaching to it because they're using energy of your body and working with timelines. And that's how they were able to get into you, because they were very sneaky, and they found a way in using source energy here to contaminate you. So they were able to ride upon that energy. So just do the clearing if you like, and it'll work for you, but it's not going to go out and permeate the whole planet like it was permeated before. So back to you.
Right. Okay, terrific. So another one of our co-hosts, thank you very much, wrote in, no, it's not on the website, definitely. Thank you again to the listener who made it for us, and it's 23 minutes long. So we'll be happy to send that out again to anybody who wants to have it. Oh, and someone else wrote in, it's on CTR radio program the 3rd of January, 2013.
And what I will say is that you probably don't need this, okay? It might be nice to have once in a while. So I don't want somebody listening to think, oh, boy, I'm missing that energy. I got to do it once a week. No, maybe every 6 months you might want to do that clearing just to make sure that you're, you know, in alignment properly, that the energy is coming into you. So don't think that it's going to give you everything in the world, you know, because you think you're missing something. There are some people that go off the deep end, you know, and think that they got to have it. No, just maybe every 6 months, you may want to just listen to it, and it'll help you out a little bit if you're missing something. So back to you.
Okay. And I'll go back to some emails. We have a testimonial, Ron, from a listener. Hope you are well. I have just run the worm clearing, the poisons, alien poisons and waste, etc. clearing, and felt intense energy coming through my body. And I'm going to edit out the details, but they had a really powerful physical experience. And I thank Ron so much. Maybe my digestive tracts are clearer now. I might even lose weight. I have traveled much in my life, including in countries like India, Nepal, and China, where hygiene leaves much to be desired, so I was sure I had something. Also, this person has, I know, been busy listening to a lot of archives, and they have a recommendation, as you mentioned, that if people hear something on an archive they think would interest others, to write it in. So this person says that on May 30th, 2007, there was a great show about the nature of entities and channeling and how the false light works to trap us. It's very clear. Also, on June 2nd of 2007, Ron brings in Earth's eighth dimensional energy and Christ's original energy at ascension. Very heartwarming and powerful. So,
Yeah, why don't we do that tonight? So we'll go to the light ship, and we won't do any rooms. We'll just bring in the ascension energy of 2,000 years ago. So, everybody, ready to go to the light ship? Here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you can request healing. That's perfectly fine. So we're going up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this will not work. Let's see. This one will work on the archives. It's the only one that I've done on Saturdays that will work. It'll work 3 times for you, you know, and it's designed to have you tell your friends to listen to it. That's why I have it working on the archives. So here we go. We're on the light ship now, or we're going to go back and bring in the ascension energy that was used by Jesus and the light ship. We'll just keep it kind of loose here at that particular time frame in the now. So it's a little hard to talk about it because the light's always in the now, and we're bringing in something that was from the past. Remember, all energies are with you from the past, but we'll concentrate and pull this one out so you can actually feel it. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of relax, see how the energy is affecting your body. You should feel pretty calm and peaceful, and then also maybe energized at the same time. So how are you feeling, Ann?
Oh, wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much. We should still request a healing, a physical healing, right?
Yes, you can request a healing right now. For your own particular situation. So in a sense, this is the energy that is probably stronger than what you're used to experiencing when you go to the light ship. So there's nothing that's going to have duality in it whatsoever trying to creep into your space. So it should feel, you know, very strong and yet peaceful at the same time. And I'll bring in some more of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you have light beams up on your monitor screen, you might watch them. I would imagine they're probably starting to glow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll use the word stronger to increase it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll be in this energy now throughout the program, so we have typically maybe 20 minutes to go. So I'll just bring you back from the light ship, but the energy will stay with you. So 1, coming back down, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you can just see how you're feeling, how things around you look. Maybe you're buzzing a little bit. And we'll see what kind of comments we get as people comment on the fast chat. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. That was really, really wonderful, Ron. I feel like really peaceful. And that was quite a treat, and lovely that we can continue to enjoy this. So people might want to make a note on their calendar of tonight's show that this can be played again. Will this be for 3 times, Ron, or is this a forever one, or...
I don't see why you can't use it forever. I don't see any problem with that because it's a very peaceful energy and you're not using it for anything but to become into peace. So that's it should be okay that way. So it's not, it's probably the most healing energy that I could bring in because it goes across the board with everything. So it's not separated out by like the whole lifetime clearings. It'll just help you out with probably whatever you need at the present moment. as you request something. So if you are requesting a healing, then I would just request one healing for each time you listen to it, and that's what I would recommend doing. So back to you.
Okay, we have a comment. What a treat. I feel catapulted into a pink cloud, so serene. And someone else wrote in, my entire body completely relaxed must be the first step to a powerful healing. And,
yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that's great.
All right. And somebody wrote, we're all blissed out in a calm buzz. That is a very good description. And as we know, Ron, sometimes people are so relaxed they can't really type anything in. So we understand. But if at some point you want to send in how you're feeling during this, or even in the future, if you listen to this show and hear it again, occasionally Ron will say that a healing is unlimited and we can use it any time, and this is one of those times. So thank you, Ron, a nice 20-minute dose of healing. So the very smart, helpful listener who wrote in earlier said on the subject of judging, it might be a good suggestion to put one's own name in the curses, hexes, and spells clearing and the dark side practitioner. And I believe she means if you've been doing a lot of judging or inadvertently or overtly cursing other people. What do you think of that idea, Ron?
You know, everybody does that. You know, if somebody steps on your foot and you're angry and you go, you stupid person or something or worse, you know, what are you doing? You're cursing them. And so you're the dark side practitioner now.
Yeah,
so,
I think.
You know, it's an automatic reaction sometimes, you know.
Right, right.
So, you know, it is good to put your name in there because even put your name into the clone to light clearing and the alien to light. It can't hurt at all. And if you do have something inside of you that's hanging out, living with you internally, it might just get released. It may feel better. So back to you.
Right, right. Yes, you've suggested those before, Ron, and I think that's a great idea. I never would have thought of that, so thank you very much, listener. It's a great idea. So somebody wrote in, this helped me relax some. I could feel the energy for a short while. I think I will sleep better tonight. Thank you. And someone wrote in, hi, every time I do the mind-to-heart drop, I yawn. Would like to know what that means. Thank you.
Well, you're releasing the energy that's inside of you. So whether it's positive energy or negative energy, remember, you don't want anything attached to something because it will weight it down and cause problems. So you're just releasing the energy. And the yawning is one way to do that.
Okay.
So that's what it is. There's nothing wrong with yawning. You just know that you have blockages and it's being released out of your mouth.
I yawn a lot, and I think it's a message. I mean, it's not so much a message, a validation that, wow, I really needed to do that. And I will sometimes yawn also when I do the finger exercise and command my body and spirit to be back on the CLS now timeline of light. So I think yawning is good. Sometimes you yawn, Ron, when you're doing healings for us. Very often, actually.
Yeah, normally I'm expelling air out of my lungs more than yawning, but I do yawn once in a while, but I see 95% of the time I'm actually expelling air out of me.
Oh, I see.
So... So I'm actually exhaling continuously for a while, maybe for 5 or 10 seconds, and that's getting rid of the energy that got stuck in me. Otherwise, if I didn't get rid of it, I'd be dead. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, very peaceful. Feet and fingers tingling. I'm a little lightheaded. Wonderful. Thanks, Ron.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
people understand that you could be a little lightheaded.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. Feels peaceful in calm bliss. Thank you. And...
So this is how it is when you're out of judgment. And so now, you know, why would you want to go into the political upset of all what's going on right now from the last week, of the ups and downs and back and forth, when you're going to be like this? Like I said, nothing matters, you know? Just get peaceful and don't get into those timelines that bring you into other people's energies to contaminate you. Remember, once you're on a timeline, then you're dealing with other people. Like we said, when you do timeline crashing, there could be, you know, 100 million people on that timeline suffering from something, and you're on it also, and you're all connected together. So that's why you don't want to be on timelines. So don't get caught up into something because the aliens gave you a timeline to visit and to experience a situation there. Get off of it. Get back into peace. And you can only manifest energies of source energy when you're in the present moment. Then you're working with your spirit as opposed to working with collective consciousness of the darkness and the matrix. So back to you, Anne.
Well, I think you got to exactly what we all needed, Ron, so I can't imagine that anyone will have can be upset or angry feeling like this, because it's very, very, very peaceful and calming. So someone wrote in about being bright, bright light. Ron is right. I went to a meeting the other evening, and a few people commented on how light I was. When I came home, I felt awful and depleted. They really grabbed the best of me.
Yep, so you probably didn't shrink wrap, or you emitted too much light around you. That's why you want to become stealth and just contain it inside of yourself. And remember, there's also the false light out there, too, but, you know, if you're running your spirit energy, then you want to just keep your spirit cloaked. You know, don't have it transmit out like a lighthouse to everything. So, yeah, and you could feel depleted because, you know, either your spirit maybe got stolen, possibly parts of it. I won't say that could be the case, but it is a possibility. Or, you know, you're taking all these hits because they're trying to steal your light. Steal your spirit, which is your light, and then, you know, your body took a toll on that. So that's what we always talk about, shrink wrapping. Keep your energy to yourself.
Right, and hopefully there were no handshakes or hugs at that meeting, because that would certainly add to the ability of these people to take your energy. So somebody requested that I repeat the dates of the archives that the listener recommended, so I'll do that now. They were both in the year 2007. Again, all the archives are on the BBS radio station page, which you can link to through Ron's website. It's on the right-hand side. So that's 2007, and the first one was May 30th, and the second is June 2nd. And, okay, we're getting a lot of people want the 12 source energy, so, of course, I will send that out. Thanks for making this trip to the Lightship active indefinitely. I will earmark this archive date. Okay, so... we have some questions here. I always put my own name in the whole life clearings. That's what I thought we were supposed to do. But someone said, I guess what you mean is to put our name in the incident box. So I think that is what you would do. Put your own name in the top, as usual, and then in the incident box, any curses, hexes, and spells that I have done or said. And same with Dark Side Practitioner. If you know the person that's attacking you, you, and you put your name in. So you put your own name in twice on the healing. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, you could do that. It's not going to cause you any harm, you know. So let's just say that, we have praises. You might have a couple also. I can think of one, like you could say, but what a fool I am, you know, or something like that, or whatever, you know. So as you say that, by the way, you're doing that energy, whatever that those words mean and how much energy the aliens put on those words as keywords, you're going to be sucked into that energy and be attacked. So you're attacking yourself. Do you have a phrase you can think of, Anne, off the cuff, that people might say to condemn themselves or something? Or...
Oh, I think there are lots of them. That inner voice that's, you know, oh, you did that again, or you're so stupid. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. But also, I think, as you were pointing out before, we are cursing other people, too, all the time. I said last night that, you know, I said something about the person that was elected, and that was a judgment. I won't say it again. So it's both. It's cursing ourselves and others, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Remember, when you do something like that, you have an energetic cord going to that person. So all of a sudden, you're connected to their reality without you even realizing it. That's
right.
Probably the most harmful thing that people do. They don't realize what they're bringing upon themselves. So, anyway...
Okay, Ron, a listener, I'm sorry.
Maybe. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, a listener has a question. I just had a dear friend pass over. I feel that she was cloned out. Would it still be beneficial to run the spirit barcode removal for her?
I would say probably so, because the person may have some energy in them that could have been starting. Maybe they wanted to get into the light. Maybe they got a little bit of it or something. You know, it might be worth doing. I don't know. Because you don't know for sure if they're 100% or not. Remember, everybody on the planet is a human clone, and they change every 10 minutes. So if it's a real clone, 100% clone without a spirit, then it may not be needed. But, you know, it's kind of up to you. The fact that you're asking the question means that you may want to do it anyway, because you have peace of mind on that, and it might help the person. And maybe the clone wanted to come into the light, so by doing this, you're helping the clone, and that could be very good. They will now have a body created that looks like them, but made of light. But the answer is always in the question. The question is always in the answer. So back to you.
Right. Now, there is the spirit barcode removal that you suggest we all do, you know, as pretty early on in our healings. But there's also the deceased loved ones clearing, Ron. And is that what you mean that this person should do for her friend, the deceased?
Okay. Yeah, yes, that's the one.
Yeah, they're a little different. So the spirit barcode... maybe isn't exactly the one. I think you mean deceased loved ones, and there are two. There's one for the spirit and one for the emotional body. And the spirit one is the more important one in a way, and the emotional one is if you feel the person is a ghost hanging around Earth and needs to be cleared. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the spirit one takes the spirit off the planet, so they're no longer ever going to reincarnate here again or be forced into the darkness reincarnation process. And the deceased loved one, emotional one, is if that emotional body of that person, body hops between family members and other people, and it gets stuck here, in a sense, because it doesn't go back to the earth energy, but it normally haunts you. And you start thinking about that person out of nowhere, because that body needs to be released. And some people who have maybe pets and animals, maybe you had a dog when you were younger or a cat, or maybe or more recently something happened to it, and you keep seeing visions of that, or you keep seeing pictures of the animal, well, that's because that emotional body is still here. It's not as detrimental for, your pets to have that body released. I'm sure it would be good to have it released. A lot of people like to have it around because it makes them feel secure. And sometimes the animal can actually ward off stuff around you as it's trying to invade your territory. So you've all seen dogs and cats look around, and maybe dogs go off barking at something, and you don't see anything there. Well, they're chasing away something that's trying to attack you or come into your field. So the ones that are invisible can do the same thing. And it could give you a lot of comfort, you know, having, your dog that you had for maybe 15 years that died be with you, and it could comfort you, and it will also help you. So in the loose term, you could call that maybe, I hate to use this term, but like a spirit guide or something, because it could be with you and it's not going to cause you any harm because, you know, you had it as a pet or animal and it's fine. You just don't want it to be complicated by the darkness to give you, you know, a light of the darkness rover or something, you know. So you don't want that to have happen, but, you know, you'd probably be able to recognize it. But anyway, a lot of people do sense and feel their pets or animals around them. It won't be the spirit. It'll be the emotional body. And that can be very comforting. But for humans, you don't want the human body around you because it will start to talk to you and give you scenes and situations because it needs to get energy from you to live. So it'll bring forth disturbing events that you experience with them. And you don't want to have that. So just to get probably do one more question, we got a couple minutes to go. If you have one there, if not, we'll just do the mind to heart drop.
We do, Ron. Somebody wanted to know, just to confirm, how to word our command to the new thing you suggested tonight. Should we say, I command to shrink wrap and stop emitting light?
I guess that would work. You know, remember, your body has light, so you want to shrink wrap to hold your body, keep your body vessel, your body container, you know, sacred. And then you don't want your spirit to go out looking around for stuff that you need to try to get rid of. So that would probably work fine. I don't see any reason why it would not.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
And if somebody else has another way of stating it, maybe you know, they could send us a little text after they play with it for a while, and they may have another way of, communicating this to their spirit and their body. But you want to become invisible. You don't want to emit anything out of you because you need it for yourself. So let's do the mind to heart drop, I guess. So we have to do this out loud. Otherwise, you're in darkness, and it's you could try it without thinking that you're going to find that is completely different. And this is what the people are taught through all the sacred teachings and mystery schools. They never do normally anything out loud unless you're doing a chant or something. But this is what you do. It's very simple. 15 to 20 seconds, you're in the now, and you're done. You can walk around and have fun and be in the present moment. So here we go. Let's see. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. Now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to commence this to work. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening tonight. And thank you. And thank you, ladies, behind the scenes, and blessings to all of you. Stay in the present moment and stay out of judgment. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.